Doug Wright Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
Let me repeat the number for our Wednesday's Child Telethon, which is underway right now on Channel 5. We'll continue on past the 10 o'clock news tonight. It's 801-575-4673. And really, please, whatever you can afford, whatever you can donate would be much appreciated. 801-KSL-HOPE. That's the easy way to remember it, KSL-HOPE. So yesterday, I was perusing the papers, and I saw this poll from Public Policy Polling. Now, nothing much has changed in the state of Utah when you look at the comparison between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is still ahead by about 15 points. Now, considering the past red state reputation that we have had, that in and of itself is kind of interesting, the fact that it is as close. Now, normally, if we were talking some national poll or something, we'd be going, 15-point spread, are you kidding me? That's killer. But in the state of Utah, for the Republican candidate to only be ahead on the national level, on the national ticket, by 15 points, that in and of itself is noteworthy. But the thing that I noticed more than anything else as I looked at these numbers, yes, Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson and Governor Weld, they're doing okay with 12%. Remember, nationally, though, they have to get 15% to be in the debates. But this is what caught my attention, and it was the 9%. 9% from Evan McMullen, who has been on this show, met a couple of weeks ago with our KSL combined editorial board. 9% already. Evan McMullen is on the line. And Evan, were you surprised to see that just kind of out of the blue, basically right after you made the announcement, bam, there's almost 10%?
Hi, Doug. Great to be with you. Yes, we were surprised. I expected some reading on that poll, but certainly not 9% already. I think that poll was in the field just a little over a week after we announced. So it's great news. We appreciate the support. We've got a lot of work still to be done in Utah and across this country, and we're fighting every day.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought the same thing. I thought certainly we'll see a bump here. Certainly we will see something. The Richter scale will be affected here. But I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised at how strong that is. Have you seen any other polls out there anywhere else? Any other polls in Idaho or other hopefully relatively friendly states with some built-in support?
Not yet. I haven't seen those polls yet, and it's very, very early, of course, for us. But I'm hopeful also in those states. Again, I'm not expecting 9% right out of the gate in any other state, and I didn't expect it in Utah either. But we plan to be active in many other states and try to ramp up our the awareness of what we're doing as quickly as possible.
Since last we talked on this show and last we talked in the editorial board meeting, what has been the reception, the buzz, as you have made this known and had more opportunities to chat?
The reception has just absolutely been incredible. It's been far beyond what I expected or could have imagined. I knew people were frustrated across this country. I'm one of those people. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I didn't expect things to move as quickly as they did in terms of getting our message out there, getting a national level of attention and name ID, which, of course, we're still working on. But the first couple of weeks have been incredible that way. We've got the most wonderful volunteers across this country that any candidate could ever want. People are really working hard to get ballot access signatures for us in several states right now. They're just wonderful people helping to make this happen.
Evan McMullen is candidate for the presidency of the United States, threw his hat into the ring not all that long ago, born right here in Utah, in Provo, educated at BYU, higher education elsewhere, went to work for the CIA, has worked at Goldman Sachs, has quite an interesting background. And I asked this before, but let me ask it again just for those who perhaps are hearing a conversation with you for the first time. What was it that finally, I mean, this is a gigantic leap for anybody. Talk about a huge commitment of resources and time to want to be and throw their hat into the race to be president of the United States.
Well, thank you. I firmly believe that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not right for this country. Hillary Clinton, I believe, is a corrupt politician, and I don't use those words lightly, but I believe every day the stories that we hear demonstrate that fact. Donald Trump is woefully unprepared and unfit to be the leader of the free world. And he's not a conservative, by the way, for those who care about that. He is not a conservative. I'm the only conservative in this race. I'm the only one who is pro-life, truly, who has been pro-life his entire adult life. I'm the only one who cares about the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, returning power to the states, especially to the state of Utah and other western states where that's a particular challenge. It's just both of these candidates are not right for this country right now, and the American people need a better option. They need someone who can keep this country safe. I'm the only candidate with any direct national security experience. Of course, Hillary was Secretary of State, but she also presided over the Islamist terrorist movement's reestablishment in the Middle East and allowed Al-Qaeda in Iraq to become ISIS, and now we have all those problems. I'm the only one that understands how the government needs to be reformed so that the people's voices are once again heard by the federal government. I believe a big part of that is returning more power to the states as our founders originally intended. I'm the only person that cares about life. I'm the only person that cares about religious liberty in this race in any real way. It's a very personal thing for me. We need to ensure that our religious liberties are protected, and I don't think any other candidate out there has the slightest interest in doing that, sincere interest. And then the other thing I would say is that Donald Trump especially has a campaign that's it lacks tolerance, I guess, and decency is a way to put that. And that harms us. That harms us as a country. We're a diverse country where we need to respect each other and each other's decisions, and that has a lot to do with the religious liberty and that fight that we're having now as a country as well. And I just think I'm the best candidate across the board in all these categories.
Evan McMullen is on the line with us. We've just got a second. One of my colleagues asked a great question. I was actually envious. Sure. I wish that I'd had the brains to ask this question when you were before the editorial board. We talked about your background in the CIA. We talked about some of the things that you could talk about. There were things you couldn't talk about, but you have had the highest security clearance. You have been there clandestinely and openly representing this nation. You have back to the security, you have risked your life literally for this country. And one of my colleagues said, with your background in the CIA and having had these security clearances, could Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton get your security clearance to work in the CIA as you have? And your answer was?
Absolutely not. Not even for the lowest level position. Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton has compromised classified information in order to, I think, protect her pay-for-play scheme in which she essentially sold access to her at the State Department in return for contributions to her foundation. That's highly troubling, but the compromise of classified information and putting it at risk would certainly disqualify her. Donald Trump, whether he realizes it or not, he's being manipulated by Vladimir Putin. And, imagine that. I mean, it's hard for me to even believe that we have a presidential candidate who's the nominee of the Republican Party who has been so manipulated by a former KGB officer. His team is full of people with ties to the Kremlin. Donald Trump has depended financially on oligarchs in Russia for funding his real estate projects. He admires Vladimir Putin and his authoritarian leadership style. This is not a person who would ever be given even a low-level security clearance. And imagine, now we're considering making him our president. It's just unacceptable, and we can't let it happen.
Evan, I look forward to many more conversations, and I was pleasantly surprised and pleased at the 9% that just out of the chute you got here in the state of Utah. Let's look for an opportunity to chat again. I'd like to talk about how things are going, getting on the ballot, and I look forward to doing that soon.
That'd be great, Doug. I'm going to be in Utah this weekend, and whenever you want, I'm happy to come on and we can talk more.
Oh, that'll be great. Thanks so much. Evan McMullen with us, candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, joining us on today's Doug Wright Show.